This is KCUR. Most educators believe that American students aren't in school enough. If you ask teachers what it would take to improve academic performance, most would say more time with their kids. As KCUR's Sam Zeff discovered, beginning in June, students in two metro elementary schools will be seeing their teachers a whole lot more, and summer, a whole lot less.
For most of American history, this was summer. Well, what a Dick Dale guitar solo conjures up anyway. Sun, swimming, a general carefree attitude. But at the Wynwood and Crestview Elementary Schools in the North Kansas City School District, summer is going to sound like this.
And it will be school as usual.
Wynwood Elementary Principal Leah Copeland says the two schools will add 31 days to the calendar this year, the first schools in Missouri to essentially go year-round.
So it's not a summer school program per se. It is our normal curriculum, our normal school day.
Most students have what teachers call a summer slide, which is why the first couple of weeks of a new year is reviewing what kids learned but forgot during the break. At Wynwood and Crestview, the summer slide is even a bigger problem. Both schools have around 80% of students on free and reduced lunch, and they do a little bit worse in reading and math than the rest of the district. Exactly why North Kansas City picked this pair of schools. So Copeland says, it's not about adding subjects, but making sure what they learn sticks.
We're going to ensure that the things that they're expected to master in second grade, we actually have time for them to master.
Which is just fine with Shalina Mangiani, whose daughter Neisha is a third grader at Crestview and didn't speak a word of English when they moved to Kansas City from Bombay 4 years ago.
If you're going to go to school, you're going to learn more. You learn about more your book. It's going to go in depth. It's not like you're going to losing something, but you're going to gain something.
Educators say it's time to look at summer in a whole new way.
To say the summer is radically different and to not acknowledge that school itself is radically different now, I mean, it's a little bit off.
Crestview parent Elizabeth Benson has no trouble with the new summer concept. Her daughter Juniper will be in second grade when the new calendar kicks in come June, but she's not without a little trepidation.
You know, it's like everybody's a little nervous because we don't know what it's going to look like, if there's going to be burnout. But from what I've experienced at the school already, they do amazing things with these kids. So to have her in their care for 31 more days is a bit of a no-brainer for me.
The move to year-round school in North Kansas City was a long time coming. The district first started talking about extending the school year 2 years ago. At first, says Assistant Superintendent Dan Clemens, district officials talked about simply spreading out the current 177 days across the whole year.
But when we started doing our research, it was clear that a balanced calendar really doesn't help kids achieve at higher rates.
So Clemens says the district started talking to everybody, parents, teachers, lunch ladies, bus drivers, anyone whose lives would be changed by adding a month to school. The district also had to take into account that parents, no matter how much they liked additional days, would still enjoy taking a vacation. So North Kansas City put breaks in around July 4th and in August. Teachers and parents were also given a chance to transfer, but Wynwood Principal Leah Copeland says few did.
For me, knowing that people had a choice and still chose modified calendar says definitely that our families and staff see it as a need for our children.
So the new summer north of the river looks pretty good as Wynwood and Crestview gear up for year-round school. Around 800 students will get extra class time, and it will all be paid for by the state, just like it was a traditional summer school. But Assistant Superintendent Dan Clemens says they want to make sure.
So what is next?
What is next is we want to study this to make sure what we're promising our community will happen.
Clemens says the North Kansas City District is committed to two things, a five-year test run before this gets rolled up to more schools, and, since this is the first of its kind in Missouri, open to changing what's not working. Sam Zeff, KCUR News.